Dr. Coleman Cutchins is a clinical pharmacist with the State Department of Health and Social Services. He says the CDC's recommendation to temporarily halt the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to investigate a rare blood clotting disorder was par for the course for any drug and means the system is working. It doesn't mean that the vaccine is experimental or wasn't fully tested before receiving emergency authorization for use by the Food and Drug Administration.
There's no difference in the safety checkpoints that an emergency use drug went through versus a full approved drug. The FDA is really clear. They don't use the term experimental, but they use the term investigational. So once a drug receives EUA, emergency use authorization, it is no longer considered an investigational drug. Mm-hmm. And I think really a good example to show this is the fact of what we're seeing right now with Johnson & Johnson. This is the process. This is the way it works. And this is why we have the safest drug approval process in the world.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is being studied for a possible connection to 6 cases of a rare blood clotting disorder out of the 7 million people who received the shot. Cutchins says these extremely rare 1-in-a-million side effects aren't usually encountered in clinical trials of any drug, which only involve tens of thousands of people. If it weren't for the high-profile nature of the pandemic, the Johnson & Johnson pause to study blood clots might never have made the news.
This event come up, they're studying it. This is exactly what we do with a lot of other drugs. It happens, honestly, a few times, some years. It just isn't under the spotlight because it isn't as much, front and center attention as these COVID vaccines have been.
Cutchins says the 3 COVID vaccines available in the U.S. won't receive full approval from the FDA until all the clinical trials are completed, including the trials which are currently underway for children ages 12 to 15. Only 85 doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine were administered in Sitka by the vaccination team at Harry Race Pharmacy out of the over 4,700 people who've been vaccinated so far in town. Statewide, the first Johnson & Johnson vaccine didn't arrive until mid-March, and it represents only a small fraction of the 513,000 doses of vaccine that have been administered to Alaskans so far. The single-dose Johnson & Johnson was thought to be a game-changer in Alaska, where thousands of seasonal workers arrive in summertime. But Kelsey Pistotnik, with the state section of epidemiology, says that was never the case.
As Johnson had been in such limited supply, we knew that we needed to pivot. And in general, so just really trying not to make too many plans for that vaccine specifically until we had really kind of a comfortable level of stock. We're not there.
Pistotnik says the pause had raised additional questions about when stock of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be adequate to use in something like the state's airport vaccination plan, which is currently out to bid and doesn't specify which vaccine the contractor should use. Dr. Ann Zink, chief medical officer for the state, says large seafood processors and other companies are directing vaccine programs for their employees prior to their arrival in the state, so the limited availability of Johnson & Johnson shouldn't be a problem. A bigger question mark for her is cruise ships. Alaska is joining the state of Florida in suing the CDC to lift its conditional sailing order for cruising in 2021. Zink says vaccination is critical to safe cruising.
From a health perspective, we've talked about a lot, vaccines make a huge difference. So if you have everyone vaccinated, that is the best thing. I know I personally would not get on a cruise without being fully vaccinated. I wouldn't do a lot of things without being fully vaccinated, to be totally honest, but including a cruise with a lot of other people. And it's also a numbers game. And so the more people you have mixing, the more kind of risk that there is. And so a cruise of 200 is really different than a cruise of 2,000 people.
Regardless of how Alaska's suit against the CDC pans out, it will make no difference for the cruise industry in 2021, as Canada's ports remain closed to large passenger vessels until early next year, meaning that only smaller U.S.-flagged cruise ships will sail this summer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.